This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. A.J. Jacobs is back on the show today. A.J. is editor-at-large at Esquire. He's written 4 New York Times bestsellers. And he's best known, I think, as the world's greatest human guinea pig, because he's put himself in all sorts of situations and then turned them into very entertaining books. And he lived a year according to the strict rules of the Bible and wrote about that. He spent a year taking every possible diet he possibly could and turning them into the healthiest man he could possibly be, turned that into a great book. And now he's got a new project called The Global Family Reunion, which I think Sister Sledge may actually end up being involved with. Let's find out. A.J. Jacobs, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Cousin Paul. Great to be here.
Always. Are we related?
Absolutely. I haven't tracked down exactly how yet, but I will. It's one of my missions.
All right, tell me what the Global Family Reunion is, or actually take me back to the beginning. How did this one start?
This started because a few months ago, out of the blue, I get an email from a guy in Israel who says, I'm your 12th cousin. You don't know me, but I have a family tree with 80,000 people on it. I thought it was a scam, like a Nigerian emailer, but turns out it's true that there are now these massive family trees with hundreds of thousands of people on it, and I'm on, there's websites like Wikitree and Genie.com where you can go on and you can join these mega trees with millions of people. And that's what I'm trying to get people to do. And in a year, as you mentioned, I'm going to throw the biggest family reunion ever. And you are invited. Everyone who is listening is invited. It's going to be epic, and I can't wait for it to happen. As you mentioned, Sister Sledge, I think, will be playing there.
They are going to come and sing We Are Family?
That's the plan. And, speeches, and there will be comedy, and hopefully you will be there doing a live broadcast with all of your cousins. But it's really just remarkable how we are all related. And, I've been able to track down how I'm related to Barack Obama and Kevin Bacon. And it's not just me. You are, too, because we are all cousins if you go back far enough.
Now, how far back have you actually gone in your own family tree, A.J.?
Oh, hundreds of years, to about the 13th century. And I'm not alone. If you just go on these websites, and these teams of people on these websites, like Wikitree and Genie, they will help you. They will help you figure out how you're related to all these people. And it's really remarkable. I mean, the good part is I'm related now to Ben Franklin and Abraham Lincoln. I'm also related to Jeffrey Dahmer. So you got to take the good with the bad. Although I will say that's through my wife's side.
Oh, okay.
That made me feel a little better, or a little worse. I don't know. I'm a little scared of her now.
So when we're building out the family tree, we've got to include the in-laws. They're in there?
Oh, yeah, the in-laws are in there. I like the inclusiveness. Everybody, in-laws, because otherwise, what do you do about adoptions or, sperm donors? You've got to have a broad idea of family, and that's the idea here. And if you do that, then you can get to 7 billion people. Right now, my family tree is 77 million people. And in about 10 years, I do think we're going to have a family tree of the entire human race. It's the ultimate social network.
77 million people, that's more than a quarter of the United States, AJ. Have you vetted these people?
I haven't met them all, and I don't plan to send them all birthday gifts or bar mitzvah gifts. It could get a little expensive. But I am certainly related to all of those people, and it's not just the United States. I've got relatives in 160 countries and all 7 continents, including Antarctica.
Now, I'm curious about one thing here, because my ancestors came from little towns in Russia or Eastern Europe that were at times different countries. The country that they lived in would actually change without them moving, because it was such a malleable part of the world back in the 19th century and earlier. And we can only trace my family through both my mom and my dad's side back about 2 or 3 generations. How can you possibly go back 500, 600, 1,000 years?
Well, one of the ways that it's revolutionizing is DNA testing. And so you get one of these kits from 23andMe or Family Tree DNA, and you spit it in, you can find thousands of relatives. And, you know, you may not want thousands of new relatives, but some of them are going to be great. Some of them are going to be annoying, but some of them are going to be great. So I would say do it that way. And also join one of these websites. If you go to globalfamilyreunion.com, then it'll tell you how to join these websites. And even if it's not blood-related, through your in-laws, you can go back thousands of years.
Now, even if you do find a lot of people you're related to, you're going to find the annoying people you're related to. I'm not talking about the Jeffrey Dahmers. Everybody has that annoying cousin. Like, I've got one woman in my family who, when I see her phone number on my phone, I never answer it, I never call her back, and I don't reply to her emails because she's just constantly annoying. Why would I want more of those, AJ?
Great question. Well, here's what I always say, that, you know, the old phrase, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your relatives.
Yeah.
Well, now you can choose your relatives because you've got so many. You just focus on the ones you love and are interesting and ignore all those other ones and say, sorry, I'm too busy with my other relatives.
Do we also have to worry about legal concerns here?
I don't think so. I mean, when I meet, I've met a bunch of new relatives, including I've reached out to famous relatives like George H.W. Bush. And by the way, I'm Jewish, and, you know, my great-grandfather's from a shtetl in the Ukraine. So if I can trace to George H.W. Bush, anyone can. And Daniel Radcliffe from Harry Potter. And I always ask them, the first question is, you know, I just found out you're my relative. You mind if I borrow some money?
Yeah.
And they always, you know, they give me something like a pen. Oh, Daniel Radcliffe gave me a pen. So, but I don't think legally that you are bound to give any money to any of these people.
Oh, okay.
There will be no exchange of money at the Global Family Reunion.
All right. Well, the event is going to be June 6th next year, June 6th, 2015, all day long at the New York Science Museum at the Old World's Fairgrounds. And it has a guest list of 7 billion people, and your ringmaster that day will be this gentleman right here, AJ Jacobs. Thanks for joining me, AJ. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Paul. Great to talk to you, cousin.
Paul Harris, America Weekend.